everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad. Blessed and Honored Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, Bad FBI, and the Prophetic Round Table segment. I'm excited that we're doing this segment. I see people are tuning in. And for our first episode, which was a week ago, and I'm excited that people are tuning in, which means that one, we're doing something that people want to take advantage of, that they want to hear, that they want to participate in. And so I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful that the understanding as to why is really deep for the Prophetic Roundtable. So today I just wanted to, one, come in and say thank you. So I appreciate you. But two, also go a little bit deeper as to why we do what we do. When it comes to the visions and dreams and the Prophetic Roundtable and what exactly it means, okay? So I won't say this is fallout, but this is just comparison to whatever last week was. Bear with me here. Why is it that I'm always searching for things when it's recording time, right? That's what entrepreneurs do. So what the Prophetic Roundtable is not, it is not a group of us getting together to give prophetic releases, words of insight, or to tell you about your dreams, or, you know, give you clarity on your dreams. That's not what we're here for. The roundtable is for people to feel comfortable in whatever is given to them, and they, you know, to share, hey, yeah, this happened to me, and although I got clarity and understanding with it, I just wanted to share with someone else. So when I share with you guys my visions and dreams on the, you know, regular podcast segments, I'm sharing with you what I know is important, but what I know happens to me. And so my insight on that, or my sharing that, basically is it's not because I'm so muchy much and yeah, compare yourself to me. It is because y'all need to know that somebody goes through some things, and it's me. So on the Prophetic Roundtable, it is basically for people to come together and say, you know, be honest, be transparent, be sit at a table that's welcoming and allow you to feel free. It isn't to tell your business. It isn't to tell, you know, nobody has to be as transparent as I am, or, you know, or share as much as I do. But if you feel that you want to, you have the opportunity at the round table. And so I just wanted to be able to share with you to say, this is a safe place. No one that is interviewed on the segment, on the roundtable, or any of the guest co-hosts or guest moderators on the podcast or on Clubhouse are more than the other person. We are who we are. We all have our own experiences. But we want you to feel like you have a virtual hug, that we understand, that we know that God does a lot of things different for everybody. And if we don't say that to you, if people don't say that to each other, especially those of us in the body of Christ, if we don't say that to each other, then we lack being able to help someone with with what we have, with the knowledge that we have, with the wisdom that we have. When the Bible says that God will pour out his spirit on all men, all boys, all women, all people, when the Bible says that, the reality is that there'll be a handful of people that won't know what to do, and then there'll be a handful of people that will know what to do and still not be in a place to say, I know, or I can do, or, you know, this is where we are. So in all my understanding, in all my actuality, in all of what I have on the inside of me, I just want you to know that you have the ability to share. You have the ability to be true. This place, the Prophetic Roundtable, is a safe haven for you. And you know that, you know that God is with you, and everything can be done within the strength. What does the Bible say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things. It's just that simple. God bless. Have a wonderful rest of your day.